This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello.
And hello.
Hi. Welcome back to another episode of Chefology. My name is Asabi Goodman, and I'm joined by the wonderful Josh DeVetta.
What's up?
And the effervescent Gracie Mack.
Hello.
I love that word.
Oh, isn't it a great word? It's so bubbly.
Yes, just like Gracie.
Zesty.
Oh, guys, we have such a great show for you today. So, as you know, Chefology is a playlist podcast where we talk about music. Ooh. And today we are talking about the music of our friends.
Yay!
Yay, friends!
Hashtag artist supporting artists.
Hashtag independent artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So Brisbane is a very thriving musical scene, and there are tons of musicians that live and work and produce and make music here. We are three of them.
Yes, so. Yes.
So, did anyone include themselves on this list?
No, my ego doesn't feel very good
friend,
today.
Man.
Well, I did include a song that I sang on.
Oh, gorgeous.
So that's in here. Anyway, so that is what we are talking about today. We are showcasing the music of our friends. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get right into it.
Hey Hayden, did you know that the American Revolution was sparked almost entirely by a squabble over tea and taxes?
What? I didn't know that. But did you know that tea used to be taken with salt instead of sugar?
I did not know that. But there's a new podcast on That's Not Canon Productions Network called While You Were Steeping.
A curatorial tea and culture podcast.
Presented by me, Michael Mandelios.
And me, Hayden Rogers.
We also sample, taste and review locally sourced teas every week.
Mmm, delicious. So follow us on @steepingpodcast on either Instagram or Facebook for more details.
Yes. Oh, I think I have to interview, don't I? Beautiful.
Yes. Okay.
This is why we discuss what we do before we press record. All right, I'm just going to give you this, Grace. There you go. Now, as before in our intro, we are showcasing the music of our friends. We are all from Brisbane, Australia.
Ayo.
Well,
we all live in Brisbane.
We all live there.
Brisbane, yeah. Australia,
are we all from
that.
There? No. Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here, actually.
I was born, not raised here.
I
don't know what
neither
you're
born
from.
Or raised.
In Holland Park West, born and raised in the playground where I spent most of my days.
Oh, jeez, Holland Park, what a place.
What would be the Bel Air in this context? Yeah.
In the
Gold Coast.
Yes, I have a beautiful house in Norman Park, actually, yes. And yes, it's a rental. But anyway, so I digress. Yes, we are showcasing the music of our friends. We are so proud of our peers and friends
that
you know, have the audacity to record, write, and put music out into the world, actually.
Or the courage.
Well, I was probably more positive about, like, you know, you have to be audacious, I think, in some sort of way.
The audacity.
Yeah.
How dare negative, you? But, like, courage.
Should we get on to asking Grace?
We should, exactly right. So Grace,
hello.
Before I go off on another tangent,
can you please tell us
the five beautiful songs. I'm excited to learn about new music tonight.
Okay, I'm so excited. I've been planning for this episode my whole life.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm just building these friendships just to be prepared for this episode. So the first band I'm going to start with are called Herbert. And oh, okay. Yes. Audience is a fan. Delayed fan, but a fan nonetheless. Herbert, spelled H-R-B-R-T, like Herbert, but without the E's.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure of the name. Or I know that the drummer who created the band, Nathan, his middle name is Herbert. So maybe from that, don't know where the shtick came with no vowels.
Yeah, I have no idea. Maybe they just thought it was cool.
Maybe. They're maybe. So bands young. Bands always do that. Yeah, they do. Always think
they
stuff's
sure
cool.
Do.
The song I've chosen is called Melopepon. Did I say that right? Yes, Melopepon.
Melopepon.
It's from their debut album that came out last year called Melopia.
Mm.
And they're an instrumental band, lots of groove things happening. Hard to describe, I find. I'm sure there's lots of genre Nazis that would know exactly what to call them, but I just really like them. I call them that band that I like. I like them so much, I hired them to play at my 30th a couple of weeks
ago. Did you pay them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I owe you some money, actually. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, as if I paid. I didn't pay them a huge amount, but I wanted to give them something because I think they're awesome musicians.
They are awesome.
And it was great to just hire my friends to make music for me. Mm. There was actually... They didn't even get to play at this planned time slot because our neighbors complained at 7 p.m.
They did.
They complained so early and the cops came and were like, shut this shit down. Yeah. And so, and there's, you know, I had like bands outside. So we moved inside. But before we did that, the boys in Herbert put on their track and just mimed their instruments to it.
Oh.
And they were having a ball.
They were. It was so cute.
They were miming the instruments that they weren't playing on the track. So like the guitarist was like plonking on the keys. Yeah. And the bass player was on the drums. And they did basically the entire song. It was like a 6-minute song. Right. And we're just really into it. It was enjoyable. And then we moved inside and they actually played real live instruments, which was great. The first time I saw Herbert, not in their actual formation that they are in now, a couple of different members in and out over the years, was in 2016 at Jungle Love Festival.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with that?
Jungle Love Fest.
Yes.
That, yeah, music and arts festival in the Sunshine Coast area, just north of Brisbane here.
Mm-hmm.
And they played, and I have this really vivid image of, they played a cover by this band called Ghost Note. And the song was called Can't Get Right. And my love, Sam, who was not my love at the time, but he was standing beside me. And this moment happens in the song, this metric modulation. This like, so for those of you who don't know, Asabi, could you give me a 4-beat, please? Clapping or tapping. Can everyone hear that? Can the audience hear that? So we got our 4-beat. And then she's going to keep that going and go da 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 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3. But there's two different rhythms happening here, and they modulated to the next rhythm. That's probably the best explanation to anyone that isn't familiar with that term. So it's like she started in 4, I went to 3, I added 3 on top, and then everyone would shift to 3, mm-hmm. and we'd be in that new time signature that we had.
That's
overlaid.
So cool.
It's really cool, and if you can do it groovy, it feels great. And Sam, standing beside me, let out this like primal scream. When they hit this magic modulation, he was like, "Rah!" He was so excited. He's a drummer.
I can
he was
see
so
Sam
excited.
Doing that.
I thought, I'm going to marry him one day.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke because I would never. Anyway, this song sounds like this. Tried to do that smoothly. It didn't sort of work. There you go. That's Melopepon by Herbert.
What a great song.
What a great song. That song, it's kind of an homage to Herbie Hancock, if anyone's familiar with his song, Watermelon Man.
Go, love that song.
Go, go, go. Kind of similar groove in those hits. And it's, yeah, kind of an homage to that was what Nathan, the head of the band, told me. Moving right along to my second choice. It's called Find Comfort in What Ends by Charlotte MacLean.
I feel like that's like in a fortune cookie.
Oh, yeah,
it's so
totally.
Deep. It's so good. Yeah.
And you know you have to add in bed at the end of each fortune cookie.
Hopefully you're always ending in bed. Well, in the comfiest bed.
That's the fortune, isn't it?
No, that's the cookie. I just had to
say. Get your cookies. I digress.
Yes.
So this song is from her debut album that came out this year.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Come on, audience. Yes.
The album's called Magnolia, and this was the first single she released. So this is the first song I heard before I heard the rest of the album, and I loved it. I was immediately drawn to it. She has this beautiful, pristine voice. I know Charlotte from jazz school where I studied in Brisbane. She also studied there. I think she left, had finished before I started, but we weren't in the same cohort, but okay. Went to the same uni and
right.
I saw many of her gigs there.
Yeah. Oh, gorgeous.
So I guess she has, jazz roots, but this album isn't necessarily jazz. It's lots of other things, but there is some improvisational stuff in there that you could consider jazz. So the song itself explores this life cycle between parent and child. And if you choose to have kids, the continuing of that hopefully go the natural way of a child burying their parent, and then eventually that child has their own child and that child buries them as their parent. And that's the life cycle that she kind of talks about in this song. It has this like rolling cycle of like different rounds with voices at the end of the tune that really, I think, beautifully reflects this. I asked her about, that was sort of clear to me that was the message of the song, and I read a little bio on it. And then I asked Charlotte about why she was interested in that, and she explained that she was raised by a single mum, and so she had this really intense special connection, as anyone does when they have a single parent that raised them. And the fear that comes with that they're your only person, and if that you were to lose them, it would just be your whole world was gone. So it's her exploring that idea of letting go of that fear and relinquishing and releasing to the life cycle of parent and child. And it sounds like this.
I love that pedal note that was just happening the entire time.
Yeah, too. Yeah. I really like the tone of that electric piano she's got there. Moving along, my third choice, ladies and gents and everyone else, is called Stonk by Sucker Punch. What'd you say?
Nice.
It's called Stonk. Or Sucker Punch. Stonk.
Isn't it? Or Sucker Punch.
Like Stunk. Or Sucker.
Or Sucker. I don't know how they pronounce it actually, but.
Well, they're Australian, so I'm sure it's...
They're probably saying Osaka.
Yeah, probably.
Osaka
yeah.
is probably how they say yeah. it, yeah.
Well, Asabi did live
Asabi
in Japan,
giving so shade here because...
Well, do you know? Osaka Punch. I know them.
It's a great joke.
I really like their like, what do you call it, a logo for their band. It's like one of those... Help me out here, Asabi. One of those temple gate things.
Oh, yeah,
what are
they
called? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Those
Japanese
things.
Gates, the temples.
Yeah. Whatever those are called. God damn, I should know that. I should have done the research.
It's just a gate.
And then at the top of it is like a knuckle duster. It perfectly encapsulates Osaka Punch. This is a Brisbane band. Or now they are.
The Tory.
What?
Tori.
Tori Gate.
Yeah, Tori Gate. Yeah.
How do you spell it?
T-O-R-I-I.
Tori. Yeah.
Tori. Yeah.
Tori. Yeah.
Thanks, Google.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Because otherwise, Tori means bird. T-O-R-I with one I.
Yeah. A traditional Japanese bird. Gate most commonly found at the entrance.
Okay, so anyway. This is from their second studio album called Death Monster Super Squad.
It sounds like an anime.
I hadn't really thought of it like that before. It definitely does. It came out in 2016. And they had this awesome series of artwork that came with the album, all these different characters in the Death Monster Super Squad. And there were these really like super obscene or like really graphic looking creatures that came with the album, which is a really, really cool. I love when artists do that when they use graphic design in a really intense way to marry with the album. So this album was, the band wrote it while they were all living in the UK. They went, all went over there as a band to tour and got 2-year visas, and they were living in, I think it was in Liverpool, maybe Manchester, north-ish UK.
Right.
Not London for you guys out there. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, London.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Like Leeds, like more north up.
Yeah, like,
that's
yeah.
That's pretty far north, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pretty far north. I don't know why they picked that. I didn't ask. Should have asked. Didn't. but the song itself, it's kind of from the perspective of like a shit boss or an unsupportive parent. That's just like, get your shit together, get your full-time job.
Right.
Like, get your 401k for Americans. Yep. Which I think, is that Super? Is that what
yeah,
that is?
Yeah, it's the same as Super.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay. Hear it referenced in a lot of songs. Didn't know.
That they've written?
Do they? No, no. I just hear 401k in like American songs. Be like, oh. I'm going to ask someone one day.
Is that because the goal is to at least retire with $401,000?
No, I think, I have no idea why it's called. I think that's it has something to do with the law.
Okay.
That it's that it's based on. So the number of the law is 401k.
Sorry. I don't know. Look, we're not the podcast to give you financial advice.
I do not know. Put money into it.
Look, the lead singer, Jack, he wrote Jack. This song over at, yeah. He wrote this song.
Yeah, good mate of mine knows.
About, yeah, Jack.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah. Oh, mate.
he wrote this song when he's a photographer as well as a musician. Mm-hmm. And he was flying back to Australia and doing photo shoots and then flying back to UK and having enough to live for a couple of months and then doing that every few months. It was a very bougie lifestyle, I got to say, jet setting. And the rest of the band were like, Pov-o. They were not doing well. They were like £6 an hour, shitty bar jobs.
Oh, no.
And so there's this real discourse he felt within the band of this, like, they're just like drudging by to do shit that they don't like for such little pay while he's living a pretty good life from what it sounds like.
He was.
So that's where the song came out of. And it sounds like this.
Ain't really good voice,
that's
by
so
the way.
Good. Yeah, yeah. I love yeah. Jack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never actually seen Osaka Punch play, but I mean, I've worked with his partner a lot, with Jack's partner a lot, and Jack is or was the photographer that would come and take our headshots at my acting school.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's how I knew him.
Yeah, and yeah. He's taken some. He took one of the graduations at
yeah,
GMI.
Yeah. I think he. Well, I don't know if he does all those schools, but he gets around. And yeah. I was at a wedding, and he just and I didn't know him at the time, and he just came running up. Asami, hi, and I was like, hey. Hi, and he's like, I'm
just
Jack.
Blanked him. What a bitch.
I take your, yeah. He's like, I've taken photos of you. And I was like, excuse me?
Oh. He's like, now
at
I
your
know
school.
Who Jack is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At your school.
Yeah, your photos. Yeah, yeah. Well, I have seen Osaka Punch play. I've seen them, I don't know how many times, a few times. But the first time was at, again, Jungle Love Festival. 2015 was the first one that I went to. And that was when I experienced my first and only Wall of Death.
Oh, God.
Anyone familiar with a Wall of Death?
No.
Oh, that's not far, just, is that just COVID-19?
Josh is far too pop adjacent for a Wall of Death. And stay there because you do not need to experience this. Any of you who aren't familiar, go and Google Wall of Death and just...
Let me ask, was Lachlan Fang involved?
I'm sure he was. But so at one point, Jack goes like this in the crowd. We just had a Google over here.
Yes.
And so Jack puts his arm down through the crowd, like splitting it like the Red Sea, and everyone splits. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? What is happening? And I'm like just standing in the front. I'm not totally just alone in the middle. Some people it's a music and arts festival. Like, not everyone is aware. Painful. But people, like, he just splits it and everyone seemed to know what they were doing and they all just fucking run at each other at full pelt. And it's just this really aggressive, like, metal.
It's like
thing.
A mosh pit.
Yeah, yeah, but in but a, like, worse. Aggressive, like, yeah. I'm going to kill you.
According to Wikipedia, the aim is to slam into each other,
yeah.
but to keep elbows down and not punch each other.
Oh, yeah, okay. Which people do not abide by, but no. anyway.
Well, yes.
Yeah. So that was my first and only ever time. I was like, what the fuck is happening? It was very scary.
Oh, Jack.
For my my little scaring white girl life couldn't handle it.
I don't think this black girl's life can handle it either.
Well, I should have more middle class, I suppose, is what I should have said instead of white
this
girl.
There's
plenty
girl
of white trash in that,
that
crowd smashing into each other.
Womp womp. Anywho.
So that's my favorite song by Osaka Punch, Stonk.
Yes.
Stonk. My fourth song. It is by a girl that she now lives in Melbourne. Poor bitch. Not a good time to be there.
She's in lockdown.
Yeah, she's in lockdown, poor thing. Mm. But while we're living it up here with our masks in Brisbane, this is when she used to live in Brisbane. She recorded this song called Georgia's Track.
Aww.
And it sounds like this.
I remember when you told me that you needed space, so I built a rocket and flew you through the Milky Way. And I remember when you told me that you needed time, so I bent my hands back to ones you stole and called mine.
There you go.
I really like smooth. That. Really I'm going nice. To put that on my own playlist. Yeah. It's really good.
So that's Tiana Kasi. It's from her debut album or EP. Actually, didn't check that with her, but I've seen it listed as both. So who knows? It's called Megalia and it came out last year. And so that song came out. There's a live session video of it from 2 years ago or 3 years ago from 2017. So I was very familiar with the song long sure. before a recorded version on this album came out. And it's great. It's a live session in this beautiful studio in Alchemix Studios, I believe it is.
Oh, yep.
I believe.
In
yeah.
West End. Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that track, it came from a Brisbane band called Astro Travellers that I don't think are anymore. But they used to be around and she used to be part of that band.
Sure.
And the song kind of started the instrumental part of it from that band and she took it into its own life in her own project. She describes it as the song centered around themes of intergalactic heartbreak.
Okay.
It's a really, really big heartbreak.
Like super big.
Massive.
the progression that you played for us just then, like that little snippet, very like I was feeling like some Erykah Badu
vibes. Yeah, it's very like neo-soul.
Yeah, neo-soul. Yeah. Like I really, really like that.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So, and a lot of, a few of the band members from Acid Travellers are playing on that track. When I asked, so the track is called Georgia's Track and it's about, intergalactic heartbreak or these themes of infidelity and heartbreak and the discourse that creates within you, the anger that it generates. But it's also, I like that she has this take on it that even though it's about the universal experience of either being a Georgia or a George or knowing someone who's a Georgia or a George, the person that your loved one is cheating on you with. It doesn't really matter about the name. It's just this like entity that is causing this rift in your life. And she has this take on it that it's about, she has this one line that goes, and what's worse, I can't stay mad at you. Oh, I'll sing it. Hold on. And what's worse, I can't stay mad at you. You were running, chasing honeys, trying to fill the void inside of you. So it's this really, I love that take on any kind of cheating, because it's very easy to go to anger and it's a justified place to go to. But it's also the understanding of that person has something within them that isn't okay, and that's why they sought that something else out.
Like more like a reflection of them rather than a reflection of you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very mature approach, actually.
It's very mature, and you know, and like she said to me when I was asking about that, she said, you know, you have to make this choice of whether to try and stick it out with them or just see that sucker later. She didn't say that exact phrase.
You're paraphrasing.
I'm paraphrasing.
Through the filter of Gracie Mack.
But yeah, you make a choice within yourself once you understand that that person is trying to fill some void within them.
And they're not able to go to you to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, have to seek something outside of you. Mm. And she says it in a really beautiful, catchy, groovy tone, which is just, I mean, that I just eat that up.
That's beautiful.
Tiana says, even though I mentioned George's name heaps on the track, I actually wanted the message to be processed and centered around the actions of the person in the relationship that is doing the cheating. Yep. So that. A little snippet, Sampology produced the track, if some of you may be familiar with that in the Brisbane scene that are listening. And they used a homemade spring reverb on some of the vocals. Right. I had to Google what that was.
Yeah.
Like, I understand all of those words separately.
Yeah. Homemade.
Homemade spring. Yep, got it. Spring. Familiar. Reverb. It. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, it's just some fancy little thing that they use on their vocals to give this like spacey effect, which is pretty cool.
Oh,
that's cool. That's what I can understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tiana, if you're listening.
Well, it sounds like maybe it takes out, if it's trying to create more space, maybe it takes out a lot of mids, natural mid in your voice, and gives you like more
kind of an airy, ethereal.
Maybe, because when I looked it up, it was very, it seemed to be to do with a lot of guitar pedals that seemed to use it. So I'm curious how they did that on a voice. I'd be interested to know.
Nice.
But also maybe wouldn't understand it. I don't know. Hard to say. Okay, my fifth and final.
Yay.
We're here, guys.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to end this out with the earliest track on my list from 2012 from her debut EP, Awaken the Hurt. It's a song called Winter by MKO.
Love this song.
Yeah. So MKO is a female artist who has had many embodiments of different names. She's now going by the name Lake, L-A-I-K, and that's what she'll be releasing her new music under. So if you like this, and I hope you do because it's awesome, check out all of the rest of her stuff under Lake. This is Winter. That's Winter by MKO.
Love
Winter with a Y,
song.
Yeah?
With a Y, Winter with a Y, yes.
Now, you know,
like woman with a Y.
Why the
when
y?
I first, so I own this EP and I remember, it must have been a long time ago, walking around Melbourne during the winter, just playing that on repeat.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Japan though.
That's,
I don't know why.
Well, I asked Lake about the song, and she's got diamonds falling out of her mouth, this girl. So both with her speaking voice and singing voice. So I'm just going to just redo this quote that she sent me. As I gazed out the window of my West End share house on a perfect winter's day in 2011, winter began writing itself. I remember being lost in the dust particles, catching the cool sunlight. Winter sunlight is such a phenomenon, bright and crisp, penetrating to my core and filling me with hope. Don't get me wrong, I love the sun year round, but for me, there's something so magical, hopeful, and poignant about Brisbane winter. I want to use the word distilled for some reason. It cuts the crap. The song is an ode to finding balance within oneself that is similarly distilled. The cool, clear mindset that you can only find when you're truly in tune with yourself. The line, shed a little light on the in-between, which is in the chorus, that occurs is basically saying, look further into scenarios, read between the lines, that's where you'll find that golden meaning. There you go.
Wow, she's poetic.
She's poetic, and she's like, yeah, the song's about this. Poem. So that's pretty cool when you have someone that just gives you such gold without even trying. So I have also seen MKO. She also she's released things under MKO Sun, which is like her solo, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you're listening out there, Lake. But I believe that's more of her solo stuff away from this band that was on this MP. It's a killer band. It's a lot of awesome Brisbane players. It features Lanius, if anyone is familiar with him. He's now a Melbourne-based musician but was Brisbane. He plays guitar on the album, but he has a little line, little cameo line, if you will, in the chorus of shine a little light on the in-between. That line that that Lake just mentioned there, and that lovely thing. And I asked her why he was on that, why he got that little cute feature. And she just said that, you know, he was already in the band and she just thought his dulcet tones would be a nice addition to that little part of the song. So she produced this track, a demo of the track on GarageBand just by herself, writing it, figuring it out.
Love
that.
Mm.
And then she brought that. Yeah, you can. And then she brought that to Peter Gardner, the engineer, audio engineer. And the band members came in and either copied what was on there or, like, you know, reimagined the layers from the demo already. So it's, you know, it's already a brainchild that she just brought and people just put their creative take on it. So there you go. Those are my five choices of my friends.
Love that.
Thank you,
audience. Oh.
Please do check those out as well, guys. Like, all of these people are, yeah, very talented humans.
And the playlist is always available as soon as this episode drops as well, which is going to be amazing. Well, I feel like I've been enlightened with some brand new music. Good to know that there are some amazing musicians and singer-songwriters all in our backyard as well, not just in America or the UK, which is great. We're going to have a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to hear what Asabi chose. Stay tuned.
You want that new sexy comedy podcast you've been craving?
You want some funny bits, some absurd bits?
Well, here at Rate My Bit, we've got exactly what you've been craving. It's tasty.
It's sexy.
It's a little bit gay. It's everything you could have ever wanted in a podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
And more. Come on down for the cummiest podcast in town. Rate My Bit.
Catch us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. We drop on Tuesday, baby. We'll see you then.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. Well, hopefully you've been listening for the last however long I was talking. Hopefully not too long.
Half an hour. 20 minutes, 25
last,
minutes.
Last 25 mins. Hope you've been listening and you'd know that we are talking about our friends.
Yay.
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we?
What about your friends?
There's a couple of people on this list that I would have liked to have on the list, but I wasn't friends with them. And that's a goal. I'm going to make them my friend.
Yes. I know the feeling. I thought of all of the musicians that I've seen just locally, like in the park or what have you. And I'm like, oh, I'd love to put their music. And I'm like, but I don't know them.
And you want to be cool. You don't want to be the fangirl, do you? You want to be like, we know each other. Yeah.
There's a few people, like, I went to uni with them, but we're like, I'm not calling them for coffee next week. Like,
the friends line is pretty blurred, honestly. Yeah. we love music and we love the music these people around us make.
That's right.
And speaking of Asabi.
Yes, my love.
Could you tell us the music around you that people love making? Yes. Was that in the right order, that sentence?
Yeah, I heard love making.
Of course you did.
Anyway, I have five tracks, but four different musicians or groups that I'm going to talk about today. Because I think I got lazy. If I'm being honest, I just said, I'm just going to do two songs from this person. So the first track that I'm going to talk about is a track called Traffic, and it's off of the Curbside Collection album Smoke Signals. It was released in 2018. Now, Curbside Collection is a jazz funk instrumental band here in Brisbane. And they've had a number of different lineups over the years that they've been around. Smoke Signals is their third album. But their current lineup includes Jason Bell on drums, Andrew Fincher on guitar and keys. And we all know Andrew Fincher. Mm-hmm. Lachlan Swamp Dog Simmons on bass. And hey, Papa Joe Roberts on sax and flute.
Papa Joe.
That's
what a
right.
band. What a band.
That's right. And I'm just going to play, if I can get this to work, I'm going to play a little bit of Traffic. So that's a little bit of Traffic, and that is probably my favorite song off of the Smoke Signals album. It's just got this driving beat, and you know, you've got the horns that come in, and eventually you do have jazz flute that comes in over the top, and who I doesn't love jazz flute?
Is it a soft J, jazz flute?
It might be jazz.
Jazz queen flute.
I will have to ask Papa Joe. But I was having a chat with Andrew Fincher. So for those of you who don't know, I do have a band with Mr. Fincher called Andrew Asabi and Friends. So I see him quite often. And he was telling me that the inspiration for this song was a 1971 French movie called Traffic. So he and Jason wrote it together. Now, Andrew is an amazing, amazing instrumentalist, musician. He plays keys. He plays... guitar. I've seen him jump on a drum set, and I'm like, "What are you
I've
doing?"
I've seen
him
on bass as well. He's
I've seen him pick up a flute at Jungle Love. He decided to just play flute, and we were like, "What's going on, Andrew?" Yeah, so he does. He picks up bass guitar. He just plays everything. And this song, I remember when I first heard it after I'd bought the album, I just wanted to. You know, be in a car with the top down on a sunny day and just riding around, because that's what it reminds me of, just like that summer song that you just want to hear.
I mean, I wish I was stuck in traffic to that song. It'd be so much more joyful.
So really? It kind of gives me this like 1960s mod sort of vibe when I hear it. And it's just, you know, it's just that happy-go-lucky sort of feel. Now I'm going to read... So a little snippet from Juno on the website 45 Live, which is a music website where they play a lot of different jazz tunes and what have you. But specifically about the song Traffic, this is a real feel-good number with such a happy vibe to it. The little guitar break and flute that follows it over a strong rhythm section is just simply tasty summer vibes for sure. The flip continues in the same vibe with a jazzy reggae ditty, but it's all about traffic. It's just, well, nice. A great early Doors party warm-up cut, especially if that party is a barbecue on the beach in the blazing sunshine. And that's exactly what I feel about this tune. I love this tune. Next. All right. So that's my first song.
Solid first choice.
Yeah, I love it. Now, this next tune is called Individual, and it's by Licia Louise, who is a singer-songwriter guitarist here in Brisbane. I first saw Licia at a festival. It was a songwriters festival run by 8-Ball Aiken. I don't know if you guys know who.
No.
He's blues. He's a blues artist here in Southeast Queensland, and he runs this festival called the Songwriters Festival every year up on Mount Cutha. And I went to the festival because I had a friend, Matt Dishpan Hands, who was playing.
That's a good blues name.
Yeah, and he is. He's a fun, young, bluesy guy. And he, right after he played, Licia played. Now, Licia had a loop machine. So she was basically on stage by herself, one-woman band. She did everything, made all of the noises, looped it all together, and then just played this, you know, killer song after song. And I just thought to myself, I want to know who that is. I need to know that person. And then the next day, this was a Sunday afternoon. The next day on Monday, I was invited to a birthday party because Mondays are when musos don't work. And so I went to this birthday party and she was there. And then we became friends and we've been friends ever since.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so we're actually collaborating on a song together at the moment.
Aww.
So now this tune, Individual, was originally written by Alicia when she was in grade 12, so back in 2000. And she wrote it on the way down to the Grafton Arts Festival with her mom and just pinned it then. But then, and released it in, I think she said she released it like in 2011 maybe, but then she re-released it in 2016 on an album called Per Te, which is Italian for you. And when she re-released it, it spent 3 weeks at number one on Triple J Unearthed. So it, yeah, got a bit of play with it. So I'm going to play a little bit of this tune for you.
Not me, you've got my own personality, and I don't ever got only me myself, but I people think I'm strange, yeah, they think I'm deranged. I'm individual, and I know that I am strange, and I'll probably never change. Yes, I am my own person. I turn to voices into
so that's Individual.
Mm.
And now what Licia said to me, that the song is about courage and strength and independence and reaching your goals. So I was like, that's pretty amazing for somebody who's just in year 12.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah. To come up with something like that. I mean, it's a beautiful song. And I love the video clip because it's just...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All her in the video clip, and she plays like she's on every instrument and she's kind of singing to herself, and it's really, she's taking the piss out of, you know, like being very glamorous and what have you. It's a really fun, cute video. So I love this song. I love Licia. She's so much fun to work with and to be around. She's really lovely and kind and very helpful and just super creative, extremely creative. So that's my second song, Individual. Now, my third tune is from a little Brisbane band called The Urban Sea, and that's S-E-A, because people always ask me, is that C like the letter? Or, you know, I'm like, I never would have thought of it that way, but because I think of the urban jungle, the urban sea. Okay, so this tune is called Dopamine, and it's off their 2019 EP, The Urban Sea. Now, originally, this band used to be called Fugue. So I don't know if you've heard of Fugue.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So they used to be called Fugue. And then in 2018, 2019, they changed their name to The Urban Sea. And their lineup includes vocalist Chris McDonald, Charlie Doble on bass, Shannon Kilner on guitar, Casper Hall on drums. Do you guys know Casper?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I heard Casper, of him.
Very tall drummer with long curly hair. And then they've got Ravi Sangha on sax and Hayden Johns on keys. Now, this particular song, Dopamine, I loved all of the songs on their EP, and this was the first time that I had heard them was on this EP. And the reason I had heard all these songs is because I actually went in and sang all the backing vocals on them.
A little ooh la la.
Yes, right? which was really cool. And now I had known Casper before that, but I didn't know the band. And I was quite impressed with all of the songs that there were only 5 songs on this EP, but I was impressed with all of them. But I really liked Dopamine, mainly because I was kind of surprised at what they were able to pull out of me, you know, because like when you go into a BV session, you know, they say, okay, we want you to sing this. And I was like, wait, you want me to do what? And so they were able to pull some stuff out of me. And I was like, oh, that was really cool. When I heard it back, I was like, did I do that? Really?
Did I do that?
Yeah. I had an Urkel moment. Totally had an Urkel moment. Yep. But I love this tune because it is funky. It's got this danceable beat. Chris has these beautiful, like just beautiful sort of tenor vocals. And then he raps as well. He sounds, he's just amazing. He plays guitar. He's just really good. And in the middle of the song, there's this beautiful, bright trumpet solo that's played by Curtis Scabilia, I think. Yeah, you know Curtis. Yeah. I don't know if Josh, do you know Curtis?
No.
Okay. I'm not saying that they don't know me. I'm just
not. Of course not. And then, of course, the BBs are just amazing.
they really tie the thing together.
So, yeah, they just really bring the song out. now, I'm just going to read a little snippet from Triple J Unearthed. And they say, truly a melting pot of influences ranging from rock to R&B. The Urban Sea have been kicking around the streets of Brisbane in one form or another since mid-2016. Crowding most Brisbane stages at six members, the band covers all instrumental bases, creating a rich foundation for modern lyrical narratives concerning the ebb and flow of city life. With 2019 bringing a new band name and fresh new music, the genre-fluid six-piece has found their groove, forging a unique, soulful sound that's all their own. So I do want to play, I'm going to play a little snippet.
Please do.
Of Dopamine. So that is Dopamine.
That's really nice.
What is
song?
A ketamine afternoon?
Ketamine is a drug.
I wasn't expecting.
What does that look like?
Because the song started with guitars, I wasn't expecting the piano to be that up in the mix.
Oh yeah.
And so it was actually quite delightful. I was like, oh, because you don't usually hear that. Like when the guitars start, usually then it'll go. I was expecting to go a bit heavier with the guitars once the beat came in.
Yeah.
And then when it was just like this lovely like piano kind of driving the rhythm
section,
I was like,
it's a really good mix. So now Casper has his own recording studio, which is where they did all of the recording. And he was the sound engineer and mixer on the album. And he's just got a really good ear for things. And he's also their drummer, as we said before. So he's just super talented all around. Super talented young man. But I really enjoyed working with this band. I enjoyed their music as well. I think they're very talented in what they write. Yeah, so it's good.
Beautiful.
All right, my next. So now the last two songs that I have are from one band. The name of the band is Hat Fits and Cara, and they are an Australian-Irish blues duo. They're pretty amazing. Hat Fits plays guitar and sings, and Cara plays drums, flute, a washboardy thing. like literally, she puts the little things on her fingers and she plays the washboard.
Spoons.
Yeah, well, it's not the spoons, it's a washboard. She might play the spoons, I wouldn't put it past her. she's freaking amazing and she sings. So she plays drums and sings. And I remember the first time I saw them was at this little blues festival in the Redlands, I think, which is on the coast west, of Brisbane. I don't know my areas. I have no idea where I live.
You got it. You got it.
So it's out on the water. And they were right on before my band. And I remember hearing them and hearing their voice. And so I walked around to see and I was like, oh, it's just a woman on drums and a man on guitar. That's pretty cool. And I just thought they were the coolest thing. And so then they finished and I went on with my band, did our thing. And the next morning, I get a phone call from her. So now her story and how she came to know about me is that they had packed up and they were about to leave and they heard me singing. And she made her husband stop the car because she was like, who is that? And they found out who I was. And then she called me and invited me to come up to their home the next day. Oh. Yeah. So I've actually had the opportunity to perform with them on stage a number of times. And I've performed these last two songs with them as well. They're two of my favorite songs. Well, there are a lot of songs of theirs that I really, really love. But I really enjoy these because they have this way of fusing their own brand of blues and gospel music together to create just this beautiful, amazing sound. Now, they've played at a number of different festivals around Australia. They've played at Woodford quite a bit, and they are known for picking people out of the crowd. Like, they'll just get a big group of people, and they'll teach them how to sing a chorus of their song, and they just create their own gospel choir right then and there, just with the two of them, yeah. So a number of people have seen them, and they'll send me messages like, oh, my God, we just saw this band at Woodford, and they just brought people on stage, and they just created this choir, and it was so cool. And I'm like, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
they're my
thing.
Friends.
I know them, thanks. So anyway, this first song is called Try. And it's off of their After the Rain album, which came out in 2016. And when I was chatting with Kara, she was saying that what she was trying to do with this song was to recreate this sort of gospel feel that they had in a previous song called Power. But they wanted to invoke the mantra of not giving up. And the song is about how we all have choices and we have the ability to choose our own path. But it's really easy to fall into this lack of trying, you know, because a lot of people just give up. They don't want to try anymore. So I'm going to play a little bit of Try for you. So that's Try by Hatfitz and Kara. And now my last tune is one of their newer tunes. It was just released in 2018 on the album Hand It Over. And it's called Hold On. And I mean, they are a blues band. So I love the bluesiness in everything that they do. I have no idea if this is true or not, but there's a lot of Irish tradition that makes up America as well. And I love American folk music, and I feel that, you know, a lot of American folk music comes from the eastern mountains of the United States, which were largely Scottish and Irish immigrants. And I feel this sort of bond, I guess, when I hear Irish music or Irish music mixed with blues, because it's ingrained in my history as well, in my American history as well. And so and I feel that a lot of that has sort of melded its way into the American songbook. And that's why I feel Kara can sort of bring that blues aspect, because it's part of, we have a shared history, if that makes sense. Mm. Yeah. So when I asked her about this song, Hold On, she was telling me that it was written in a time of sadness for her, because she'd just lost a number of family members. There had been some deaths in the family. And she had this raga by Ravi Shankar that was just kind of in her head. And she kept humming it to herself. And then she was like, I want to put lyrics to that. And I want to write something that sort of celebrates the lives of these people, but sort of reminds us to hold on in times of, and during hard times. So that's what that song is about. Now I'm gonna play a little bit. Hold On here if I can.
soulful.
Yes, it's very, a lot of their music is very soulful. And they do have, they have some songs that are really upbeat. Like there is a song that they sing about a beer fridge.
I like it.
Yeah, that's Hatfitz's song. but Hatfitz is also, like, he's just an amazing guitarist and so soulful. And I mean, they are a very, very good blues duo. So I really implore you to check them out. Listen.
I liked
to them.
How in that particular one just then it had this really duo style with the guitar. It wasn't like she was just being backed up. Yeah, guitar. That was cool. I liked the interplay there.
They do that quite a bit because they're both instrumentalists and they're both playing at the same time. And if you ever see them in concert, they do have, because they are husband and wife, and so they have this little interplay between them, you know, where, you know, she's like, oh, he was just trying to take my dress off the other night, and he was like, I just ripped it right off, you know. So, like,
okay.
They're very, it's very cute to hear them, like, the way they chat with each other, and it's fun to be on stage with them as well. They're very welcoming. They're very welcoming people. And, you know, they just, I love being around them. I love hearing their music. If you get the chance, if you're in Brisbane and they're playing, because they play pretty much everywhere when we are allowed to play, get out to see them. Definitely get out to see them.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wasabi. Those were some stellar choices.
Thank you so much.
Now keep listening, everyone. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back with Josh Devetta.
Hey ladies, come listen with me, Mixie Plum, as wonderful women I know or even just met share their soulful stories and experiences for them and us to all learn and heal together. But in my own riot girl kind of way, you know, explicitly, confidently, and loud. We all want to speak, we all want to be heard, we all want to be understood. Roar more with me and open your lady mouth. Disclaimer, Lady Mouth is also for dudes, too.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And welcome back. You've been listening to Chefology. My name is Asabi Goodman, and I just slapped the mic.
Finally, wasn't me today. Yes.
And I'm joined by the wonderful Josh Devetta and Gracie Mack. We are talking about the songs of our friends today, and you've just heard from myself and previously from Gracie Mack, and now we're going to hear from Mr. Josh Devetta himself.
Hey.
Oh,
well, I'm really, really quite enlightened. It's been great to listen to lots of music that I don't know tonight. So
yeah, I'm discovering so much.
I can't wait to press shuffle on this particular playlist. Now, every single person I've chosen are good friends or good peers of mine. I'm just going to go straight into it. So the first song is a song called Renegade, and it's by the artist Umbriel, and James, who is the artist, James Halloran. He's a really, really dear friend of mine. We worked together a few times. We actually it was one of those ones where, like, we knew of each other for years and years and years, and finally we had a project together doing a Hedwig and the Angry Inch concert, like, 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very dear. He's a very lovely person, just a really, really, like, sweet boy sort of thing. And he just released this song this year. And the song Renegade, I actually asked him, like, what's it about? And he was talking about how ever since being a young kid, he just knew that he was queer. And he felt like when he came out that it, like, ruined his relationship with his mother because he had so much Catholic guilt about coming out. He now knows that's not the reason. Like, you know, we have many reasons why we're distant from people in our lives. And this was just talking about how, like, from reading the lyrics and listening to the song, it's quite autobiographical in that way, but very abstract at the same time. So it's not like a blatant, like, it's not a Dear Diary sort of song where, like, the lyrics are quite explicit. There's plenty of, like, I guess, like, multiple meanings. I think with anyone that writes a song, you know, it means something to them, but it can also mean something very different to the listener as well, which is, I guess, the joy of songwriting. So I'll just play a little snippet for you. This is Renegade by Umbriel.
My name was changed when I was born. My father father left my mother's scar. I wear my sister's holy gown, I pick a song and dance around.
So there, that's a bit of Renegade by Umbreon. And with I like the, I love the backing parts, and I think it's really, really, I guess, ethereal is a nice way to describe it.
Yeah.
I like that James is like, he's a very good performer too. Like, he's very captivating to watch,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah, he is.
Because he kind of like lives in his own world whilst on stage.
Well, it's a whole production that he creates,
production,
isn't it?
Yeah. And but then is still able to, like, I guess, communicate that to whoever's in front of him, which is a very lovely gift to have, I think.
That's beautiful.
And just a great style. Just really, I just have nothing but love for James.
Just
a good person. So shout out to Umbreel. which leads into my next choice, because this next person works with Umbreel very, very closely. And this is a good friend of mine also, Kendall Late.
Yay, yes. Kendall.
Shout out to Kendall. If you know Kendall Late, like, everybody loves Kendall. Like,
yeah.
Kendall is a good person. also, it's really, really funny. I think all these people, like, they came from the Jazz Music Institute as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
All the
yep.
ones you mentioned
some are,
so far.
Some are
yeah.
fellow alumni with Grace sort of thing. Yeah, and so actually it was only just last week, so that's why I really, really
I
got,
know,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah,
so I wanted to get hot off the press with this particular choice. And the song is called Laura Part One. There's two parts to Laura, mm-hmm. but I've chosen mm-hmm. part one.
Okay.
And I asked Kendall, I said, like, oh, this song is really, really pretty. Like, I just, can you just give me a little insight as to, like, what inspired you to write it? And he was talking about his grand, it's actually his, so his niece is also called Laura. So Laura is like a reoccurring name that happens.
A family name.
Yeah, family that yep. happens in his life. Mm. And Laura is also his grandmother. And his grandmother was like this amazing piano player that lived here in Brisbane.
Wow.
Even played for the Bee Gees at one point. Like, what? Really, really cool. So I think it was like an homage
yeah.
To this, to like his grandmother's story and everything like that. And so I'll play a little snippet. It's really, really well put together. And he mixed it all himself. And he's very, very talented. He plays bass. He plays this. He plays.
To say yeah. before you play, or maybe after you play, but no. Listening to the EP, like I think we all did, the day it dropped,
yes,
which I think was his birthday as well, was
yeah,
it
was
same
his birthday.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. Mm. Happy birthday to him.
Yes.
I was so surprised by it because
yes.
I've heard him do things before of his originals, but it was always just him and a guitar,
yes.
like very acoustic, and that's what I was expecting. So it was a very different vibe. It was quite
absolutely.
Exciting
and
to hear.
And it's mastered quite well, actually. Like it's really, really good. So I'll just play a little snippet. It's very instrumental at the beginning, so you might hear me fast forward so we can try and get to a chorus sort of thing. So yeah, this is Laura Part One by the Kendall Late. From the EP Bless This Mess.
Yeah,
sorry,
so
I missed
80s.
Your fade out, Wasabi. I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's all good. I was enjoying the music so much, I wasn't even paying attention.
So really, very, very proud of you, Kendall. So I just wanted
Yay,
to give you a
Kendall.
Shout out. Kendall and Umbrella, like, they're very much a part of our queer community here in Brisbane as well. Mm. So it's really, really, I just wanted to give like our queer artists a bit of a
boost. And Kendall plays in Umbrella as well.
Yeah, pardon? And plays in Umbrella as well, exactly. Yeah. So those two artists play hand in hand together, which is really, really cool. All right, so that's two songs. Now, the next one shout out is a good peer of mine and friend, Magnus Murphy. I actually met him at Brisbane because I had a contract at Brisbane Festival a couple of years ago, and I was singing, and then he kind of like came up after I finished, was like, "Oh, I love your voice, man." The muso talk that you have backstage, sort of thing. And he was like kind of like, you know, telling me, "Oh yeah, I write songs too. We should get in the studio sometime." We've all had that conversation,
right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. We still haven't been in the studio yet, but
doesn't ever go anywhere.
But and usually when people say, "Oh, I write songs too," like, I'm very nice, but like in my head I'm quite ambivalent about it. I'm just like, "Oh, here we go, everyone's writing songs these days, you know, I'm all that kind of stuff." Anyway, and then
everyone's writing songs these days.
We all look at each other like
all that jazz. And anyway, and then I found out that we actually have the same muggle job as well. So, and then I met him at the Muggle Job event, and he was part of the lineup. So I was like the host and headliner sort of thing, because
you're Josh.
Or something, whatever. And anyway, and then he was playing, and I was like, "Oh, it's so good to see you again." And he played some of his original music, and I was actually quite blown away. I was like, "Oh, this is actually quite good music." So, and I shouldn't say quite; it is very good music. It's very pop, very pop flavored. So, you know, I've been described as pop adjacent, according to Grace and Mac. Yes. And so, this kind of like really, really plays into my pop adjacent. Adjacentity. And so this is Lightning. And so this song, I'll give you a little play. Yeah, Lightning, Magnus Murphy.
Days go, nights come, everybody wants someone to hold. I'll see you and me, we could have that. Got to go, I wish you could stay.
There it is. So there's a little bit of a snippet there. Now, it actually does progress into like a really bigger chorus, like very pop synthy sort of thing. And so it really, like the beginning's very like, if Mumford and Sons had like, with that real driving force at the beginning. I love that kind of music, you know, with the acoustic guitar at the beginning, then building up into a big chorus. So shout out to you, Magnus. Really, really good. I asked him, I was like, "So what is this song about?" Because the song's called Lightning. And he was saying that it was about
storms.
His... Yeah, yeah. Well, a little bit like that, like, That feeling of so he had a girlfriend at the time, and they had to break up because she moved overseas. And so I guess it's like that internal conflict of, "Oh, well, I'm gonna have to let you go so you can go chase your destiny," sort of thing. But it doesn't make it hurt any less,
right?
sort of thing. So like that, writing that dichotomy of like, "I'm so proud, I'm so happy for you, but this absolutely, like, you know, is a shitty feeling at the exact same time because we have to break up." You know, so and it's not like you're breaking up because it was a bad relationship. You're breaking up because you're literally going to be oceans apart.
Yeah, yes.
Sort of thing. So, yeah, shout out to you, Magnus. Really, really, like, I really, really like that. You know, as we've all said tonight, get into this playlist. There's some amazing original music happening, you know, just in our backyard. The next song I'm going to shout out is by a band. It's called Semantics.
Yes,
And
love it.
The guitarist, Gerard, I work with him at my muggle job as well.
So I see a lot of people at this muggle job do music. I'm impressed.
We are the profile to get that job because they love having musicians work there. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So that we can talk about programs.
That's true. All that kind of stuff. I was about to say, because I do know some other musos that work that muggle job as well.
Yes, exactly right. And anyway, so SDE, the song is called, and I asked Gerard what it meant, and he said, "Self-destruct entirely." I was like, "Can relate." So I think the lead singer was like more the force behind the song. So, but Gerard said that to him, like when he gets to play, you know, with his band and everything, he goes, I'll quote him directly. He says, "To me, it's when everything in your world is falling apart and crashing around you, and you were just watching it happen and still pushing through."
Relatable.
That's 2020.
2020, absolutely. And so that's really, really cool. What I found really, really interesting when I listened to the track for the first time a little while ago was that the lead singer sings in a full Australian accent. There's no like Americanization of like vowels and consonants and things like that. So have a little listen. I feel like I'm at the Sadie Hawkins dance when I hear this song. So it's very, 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 very cool. Excellent. So that is SDE by Semantics. I think Beautiful. They're going to be huge, actually. Like, that's my prediction for them. I think, like, in regards to the band scene and everything like that, I think... have you heard of the band Wax? W-A-A-X?
No.
No,
they're
I haven't.
They're led by a female singer. I went to uni with a couple of guys in that particular band, and they've kind of, like, shut up because of Triple J and things like that. Mm. And I think they've just gotten the same management as that particular band, so I think they're going to, you know, work hard to hopefully, you know, build their following and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I think they're about to play their first gig in months in a socially distant mosh pit.
Oh.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah,
gig.
I can't dance. So weird.
Yeah, you can't dance at all right now.
What, no wall of death happening here.
No, like, no wall of death. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's like not technically dancing, is it?
Yeah, no. So they just because you can still go to a gym. So the wall of death, they just run to each other and stop.
They just have to stop. Yeah.
they do a burpee instead. Yeah. Because that is death.
That is death, and that would be a wall of death.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Right. So that's SDE by Semantics. Congratulations, guys. Big shout out to you.
Congrats.
Get into them. And then my final choice is by a very, 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 very dear friend of mine, Garrett Lyon. He is First Nations and went to went to ACPA, so the Aboriginal Centre for Performing Arts.
Oh, is that in Queensland?
Here in Brizzy, actually. Ooh. Yeah. And anyway, we met. He tells a story that he saw me like play somewhere and was like, oh my god, I love him, and then we end up finally doing a gig. We finally did a show together, sort of thing, and we've just kind of like been friends ever since. And I'm really, really in his corner when it comes to his music, because he puts together really, really good pop music, collaborates with really, really, like, you know, really cool producers that are like still up and coming as well. This song's called Gotta Have You, and I love that Garrett doesn't change the pronouns. He is about queer love or gay love, gay male love, basically. Tells his story that way. He doesn't try and, like, I guess put it through a heteronormative filter for, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's actually really, really great to talk about, like, you know, seeing someone on the dance floor, but it is about two men or
about
two girls, like all that kind of, I really, really love that. So this is Gotta Have You, a little party banger. Here we go.
Your friends, you're trying to play it cool, but I noticed you looking my way again. So I take a step closer, 'cause I'm not afraid. If you wanna party hard tonight, come on, now you're playing no games. We can take on the whole world, we just gotta take a chance. Come on over, here's my hand. Oh, you are so beautiful.
And that is Gotta Have You by Garrett Lyon and Scott Campbell.
Beautiful,
really, really cool. Very, very
beautiful.
He has a beautiful voice, right?
Like, yeah, really, I love that track. That was really good.
Really, really cool. I'm just very pop flavored, lyrically, sonically as well. Which is really cool. And I remember, like, when Garrett played, he played for me. I think he played it for me in my car when we were driving. Somebody goes, oh, I've got the final mix down of my new song. Do you want to hear it? I was like, yeah, I want to hear it. Like, get it on. Disconnect Bluetooth, put your Bluetooth in, sort of thing. And just going, and I was just so... I was just so proud. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe this is my friend. Like, this is amazing, sort of thing. I think we all have those moments where you hear a song, you're like, oh my god,
absolutely,
this is my friend.
Yeah.
We had coffee.
know him.
Yeah. literally. So that's my five choices.
Josh, those are amazing.
Yeah,
well done.
And I'm sorry I didn't have like I wanted to try and really summarize all the stories really quickly so we could just get into the music, sort of thing. But
Did well.
Yeah, thank you. And no tangent for this bit. bitch this week.
Girl.
Yeah. Yes. For a first time in 17 episodes. Yeah. All right. Well, that's on my choice as well. I'm not hosting, so back to Wasabi.
Oh. Well, thank you so much, Josh and Gracie, for your choices.
And now, you, Wasabi.
Yes.
Well, thanks. Now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with our next segment.
And welcome back. All righty. Now, firstly, I stumbled on my words. Surprise, we played musical samples of music this week.
Yes.
Some people said they want to hear more of that. Because this is all original music, we kind of had a bit more copyright license leeway to play the music. We probably can't do it for everything because, you know, Spotify and all that algorithms and copyrights and all that kind of jazz. But there was a really different format for the show tonight, which I really, really, really appreciate. Mm. Now, also, we don't have a particular flop because we're not going to flop our friends.
No.
Their music, but I thought, well, you know, we're talking about, you know, original music, mutual music, our friends' music. We're all like, you know, in the music community together, and so I thought that this week we could flop things that tick us off, as musicians. Now I don't want to give anything away, but. You know, things that, as people that gig, we are all gigging musicians. And just things that tick us off maybe at the gig, before the gig, after the gig. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Have we thought about something?
I'm sure.
There's so many things.
I'm sure there's a Rolodex of
And I think we did say that we were keeping it to one thing.
We'll do one.
That's a whole episode.
So shall I start with Grace or Wasabi?
I'm good to go.
Okay, Grace.
Yeah. Go.
Tell us what ticks you off as a muso.
All right. It's a flop for me.
Yes.
When some drunk ass punter comes up and requests a song.
Get it's a flop.
Get wrecked, Dave, from payroll. I don't care that you wanted to hear AC/DC. This is a jazz show.
Exactly.
Know your brand.
And if you scream horses at me one more time.
Oh my God. Every gig.
And you know, like sometimes I'll make jokes. Like I've had that happen to me at like a background dinner jazz gig. It's like, you know.
Oh my God.
Like jazz their background stuff and some dude be like, did you play horses? I'd be like, sir, it's not on brand, is it?
No.
It doesn't at all.
But they may not understand.
They don't understand on brand. What that means.
I think if you're going out to a band, they're doing light dinner music, for instance, and you're requesting Meatloaf or horses or AC/DC, like go choke in your own steak. Like
if you want, I've played with a couple of different bands where the singers have like a line that they use against it. There's been a few good ones. There's one that she says, "Sir, I am not a jukebox." That's a pretty good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's
unless
another
you pay
one.
Me.
That's when sometimes they offer up money and then you're like, okay, I'm a gambling man.
Sing Meatloaf for $20.
$50. No. It's got to be like $100.
At least $100. Okay, that's fine.
They got to be a little cheap. Desperate for that song live. Otherwise, just go to your fucking car and listen to it there. Easy to do.
I'm loving this. This is my new
Grace
favorite
is
segment.
Mad.
Like, I love this. What pisses
me Anyway,
I love it.
Thank you, Grace, for sharing that. Well, Wasabi, I would love to hear what pisses you off as a muso.
All right. What really ticks me off is when someone comes up and says, I can play drums. Can I get on the drum kit? Oh, I know how to play a guitar.
Please do not. My blood is already boiling.
Right? So I'm like, please do not and come up and want to play the instruments. They're not cheap.
Absolutely.
People are just like, oh, you're up there playing. I can play.
You know, in
like,
high school, apply to me.
I know a chord.
Do some punters give your band feedback as well?
Yes. It's usually positive. It's usually positive.
I'm not saying that I have personally had negative feedback. But it's
like
I've heard that it's out there.
I've heard
have
yeah,
you
yeah.
received it?
I had an inkling. All right. Well, Wasabi, there we go.
Thank you. Mm.
Now, I think mine's about punters as well, actually. Now, I'll stay within the theme.
But also come to our gigs.
Yes, please do. Yeah.
Punters,
and
please
mine's
come.
A little bit, it's a bit funny because I think people mean it as a compliment. And I'm just like dying on the inside.
Oh, no. I think I know what it might be.
So, you know, I'll have been on stage, you know, sing the house down boots, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get off stage and some drunk punter comes up and goes,
Oh, you need to go on the X Factor Voice of Australian
Idols. Yes.
Singers out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's informed culture for the past 20 years, which is going on reality TV singing.
Yeah, and that's what just, people think singing when they say, is now.
You're good enough for The Voice.
Yeah, I'm good enough for The Voice. Or if I was the head of Sony BMG, I would sign you straight away.
Oh, geez.
You're like, are you? Then leave.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if I had manifested any of this great positive energy that's been given to me, I'd probably have signed 7 record deals by now.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, I'd be that artist choosing, like, over. Oh, which one do I go to?
We'd be Beyonce, collectively. Yeah, exactly. We'd be collectively Beyonce.
Have you heard that song by Kate Miller-Hagey?
I sure have.
Australian Idol.
That's a great
have
song.
Have you heard of
No, I haven't. It's I'll have cabaret, to.
It's basically song, yeah. literally that. That
you
story
should go
line.
On Australian Idol. Yeah,
you I should just, go on Australian Idol.
Yes.
It's, might not win, but you're yeah, something.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's, oh,
it's,
no.
It's just a family meme.
And side note, I think one time I finished a gig and some guy comes up to me and goes, why do you sound like a woman? Because like I must have been like singing some like, you know, big soulful number or something like that, and
such a weird question. So yeah, like, why okay, do you say?
But then he didn't stop. Well, the thing is, like, I had my contract was that I was singing like 20 nights in a row at this particular one,
right.
And so he came for an entire week every night to come and see me sing after
okay,
that.
Okay,
so I was like,
so
are you
just
a fan?
Genuinely. He was doing research.
Yeah, yeah, doing some research. Yeah. You know, oh, I've known him before he was famous. I don't know.
Yeah,
put recording on the phone. Yes, that's
did
my
you see
flop,
him with like, a notepad taking notes?
No, I've seen this because
I've had that happen.
Oh no, the only book I care about is you bring out your checkbook and start signing. Check. I hit the microphone. Yeah. I nearly
yeah,
lost
that's
it.
Okay. That's
I nearly
fine.
Lost it.
You know what? No. We'll make mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah, but that is okay. My
beautiful. Flop.
And that wraps up another week of Shuffology. I think I can definitely speak for all of us when I say we are so proud of all the music
so
that we
proud.
Got to showcase in this particular episode. Get out there, support your local artists. You know, it's one thing to love Mariah Carey. It's an even better thing to love your friends that are, you know,
exactly.
working hard to get the music out there as well. Well, we're signing off for another week. I'm Josh. We have
Grace
Matt.
Thank
I was like,
you.
Nearly forgot your name.
That's fine.
And Asabi Goodwin. And we're signing
good
out.
Man,
have
good
a good
man.
Night.
Good
bye.
Night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.